You are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. Speaking of artists, the next are certainly at the top of that list, with Rini Rozdas, her album Crossing Paths. The track, Frivo, followed by John Patitucci. The album, Spirit Fall. The track, Lip'em.
Thank you.
got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, where you're treating your ears to the artists that are making the jazz of today. Coming up next on the queue is Reza Bezi from the album Sound Remains, the track Presence, followed by Eric McPherson from the album Double Bass Quartet, the track Skippy. Thank you.
It's that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
Diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. You might think to put on mosquito repellent before going for a hike in the woods or a picnic by the lake, but the risk of mosquito-borne disease is not limited to natural areas. Many outbreaks of West Nile virus have happened in cities, like in the Dallas, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona areas. So what's the buzz? Why is that happening? Robert Haley is with the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. In his region, southern house mosquitoes, or Culex quinquefasciatus, are the most common carriers of West Nile virus, and they're typically found near people's homes.
They breed in bottle caps full of water and French drains and overwatered lawns and anything holding water around your house.
Because dark pavement and rooftops absorb heat, urban and suburban neighborhoods also tend to be warmer than more rural areas. And these mosquitoes thrive when temperatures reach about 80 degrees.
In warmer weather, mosquitoes bite more.
As climate change brings warmer, wetter conditions to many areas, the risks of West Nile are expected to grow, and city residents may be especially vulnerable. So it's important to protect yourself from mosquito bites, even in an urban backyard. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.